I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, Netcast. Ha-ha! And Merry Christmas belatedly, and Happy New Year Happy New Year-ishness. I don't know. It's not quite Happy New Year. Kind of, it's sort of New Year-ish. You know what I mean? Anyway, point is, it's time for another Dr. Bill show. Let me explain something to you here in just a minute. First of all, I must say that we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes. Now, let me explain something to you. The holidays are always an interesting time for podcasts, netcast, cast of all kinds, cast of thousands. No. But netcast, yes. People don't tend to want to do netcast during the holidays. And so they take time off. And their audience goes, where's my content? I must have content. And so they're left wanting. But not here on DrBill.tv, no. I'm here, you're there, and all's right with the universe. Yes, because I actually have some stuff for you. Now, here's the thing about holidays, and the reason a lot of people don't do podcasts, netcasts on holidays, part two. One is they're busy doing holiday stuff. The next is that there's not anything going on. Everybody else is on holiday as well. So all the people that make news are like, dude, I'm sleeping late. Give me a break. Can't blame them. Know what I mean? So that's what I've been doing, is sleeping later than usual, as I have been on holiday. Christmas and now New Year's. And all, I ran the whole thing together into one big giant time off from work. Yes, I'm going to go back and I'm going to, who's that guy? Where'd he come from? Anyway, hope not. See, that's the secret. Some people say, you don't want to let them know you can get along. They can get along without you that long. Well, I've been on call, so they've called me several times to do things and fix things. So they know they can't get along without me. Ha! Ah, yes. So anyway, I had a haircut. Did you notice that? Yes. My hair is not nearly as unruly as usual. Had a haircut and a beard trim. I almost look, I started to say professional, but I'll go with not as wild. It's a little toned down. Anyway, point is, I trust you had a Merry Christmas in terms of all of your holiday gift giving, that all the people that you gave stuff to are excited about what you got them. Yes. And that you're happy about what you got as well. I'll show you one of my presents. Are you ready? It's a genuine red hat. Get it? Red Hat Linux. This is the official Red Hat fedora. The only thing missing is the black hat band, which I will be getting soon. But this is a true red fedora. And, of course, my head is too big. But that's been a problem I've had my whole life. That's not an issue, per se. But at least you're saying, boy, it doesn't really fit, does it, Dr. Bill? No, I'll put it a rakish slant. That looks awesome. Anyway, but it's a red hat, dude. I mean, how Linuxy can you get? I'll put it over here. Oh, my. I messed up my hair now. Okay. Did I mention we're proud members of the Tech Podcast Network? Techpodcast.com if it's tech. It's right here on Dr. Bill. I'm pretty sure I mentioned that, but you can't say it enough because I am a proud member. Dude. And podcasters, by the way, are releasing podcasts during the holidays. A lot of them. So, there's content out there to be had. Just saying. Alrighty, let me tell you, this is going to be an abbreviated Nickcast. I know you're saying, really? Really? It's getting on now. Okay. I'll get back to the topic. The topic is tech. And, oh man, I just thought of something else I need to tell you. Dude, but I promise, this one and then we'll get into the tech. Okay? I heard from Roku that they're trying to power through all of the posts of new channels, hopefully by the end of the year, which is like tomorrow. So in the next few days, fingers crossed again, maybe the DrBillBailey.net channel, instead of being just a private channel, will be a full-blown in the channel store real live Roku channel. Oh, that'll be so cool. But it's not there yet, so I can't officially make the announcement, but we're so very close. Anyway, so be looking for it, okay? Keep checking. Be like me. Look in the channel store every day like, is it there yet? Is it there yet? You know? Sometimes they don't send an email saying, oh, hello, welcome to Roku. No, it shows up. So I check every day. Anyway, I'll let you know. In the meantime, you can connect with the beta channel, which is, you ready? Here's the secret code word. There should be like a little thing that drops out of off of the ceiling and says, the code word is, if you don't remember the Groucho Marx show, which I'm sure you don't, that was a long time ago, then that would mean nothing to you. A little duck dropped down. Why a duck? I don't know. It's another Groucho Marx reference. Anyway, the point is that the secret word is Dr. Bill TV Beta. All one word, just like it says right here. Enter that into the private channel code box, and you will be able to get it on the DrBillBailey.net netcast channel early. Aha! There you go. So, there's that. Now, back to the official tech, which we should have been on already. We've gone 8 minutes, and there's no tech yet. Well, not 8 minutes quite, but close. Anyway, that's because before I start doing the show, there's all kinds of preliminary silliness that you never see. There's plenty to see afterwards, but beforehand, you don't see me shuffling stuff around and moving things and messing with combing my hair and things of that nature. Too much information, I know. Okay. I want to share two things with you for this netcast. One is Bitcasa. Dude! Did I say that loud enough? Dude! You need Bitcasa. I'm telling you. It's a whole new thing. A whole new way of dealing with disk space. Yes. I was just talking to the Game Master and my wife Belinda as we were driving home from lunch. This is a Sunday that I'm recording this, and we were coming home from church and we stopped for lunch, and as we were driving back I was saying, imagine the paradigm shift if your hard drive wasn't local anymore, it was in the cloud, and it was truly infinite. How would it change the way you use a computer? How would it change the way you deal with life? Don't talk to me about life. Hitchhiker's reference. Look it up. It's Marvin the Paranoid Android. Anyway, the point is that if you could store everything digitally that you ever wanted to store, videos, photographs, and never had to think about it again. You could just store it. It would be secure. It would be backed up in the cloud. It would be totally secure. I'm talking about encryption that the government couldn't even crack. I mean, dude, serious, hardcore security. And you put it up in this cloud, and it was multiply redundant forever into the infinity of space and time. And it was available on every platform there is. Well, it isn't yet, but it will be. This is a new company, so they're still ramping up. But 2 years ago, I heard about the very beginnings of this company, and they've been slowly growing the infrastructure to be able to provide an infinite hard drive, ubiquitous across all platforms and shareable across all platforms. And you say, dude, this has got to cost a ton of money. Because you think about it, when you run out of disk space and you have to run out and buy a hard drive, I mean, you're looking at least $100 roughly, okay, to add a hard drive. And if it's not where you can, you know, in your hardware, in your PC, where you can physically put one in, you know, you run out of ports or whatever, then what are you going to do? But if you had an infinite, truly infinite hard drive, imagine. And you could share your files with anyone. You keep your data totally safe because it's totally encrypted. You could keep your computers all synced so that no matter what computer you use, what device you use, handhelds, phones, whatever, everything was synced so that you'd save a file. Let's say you shot a video on your phone and you saved it to your Bitkasa Infinite Drive. And then you went home and you boot your computer and there's your Bitkasa Infinite Drive. Think about it. It would change the universe. Now, here's the thing. I'm still a big fan of Dropbox. Don't get me wrong, I love my Dropbox. However, Bitkasa, dude, does everything Dropbox does but more, okay? And now you're saying it's got to cost a ton of money. You ready? Right now it's free. Infinite is free. Until sometime next year. And then your free account will no longer be free. Now, they did say that if you choose not to sign up, they'll give you plenty of time to get all your stuff out of there. But, dude, if you're using it like you probably want to, you're going to have gigabytes and gigabytes and gigabytes and gigabytes of storage out there. But the cost, you ready? $10 a month. That's $120 a year. So for $120 a year, which is about what you buy one hard drive for, you have an infinite amount of space forever, as long as you're paying the $10 a month. And like I said, you know, they'll give you time to get everything off. They're nice guys. You know what I'm saying? Now you can go to the article on drbill.tv, drbill.tv, and read the article about all the benefits of Bitkasa. And you can watch the video of their Disrupt conference presentation, where the actual founder explains how it all works. Dude, check it out. I'm telling you, I started using it, and the thing that I'm amazed about is they have integrated it so tightly with the operating system. It appears as a drive letter, so it looks like Drive E. It says Bitkasa Infinite Drive, so you can tell that that's what it is. You can sync your existing folders on your PC to that drive so that it's like buying a crash plan, backup plan, but it's stored in your infinite drive, okay? So, I mean, it's kind of like if you're already paying for this, just go ahead and switch that over to Bitkasa, and dude, you're ready to roll. Know what I'm saying? So, I mean, again, it changes the way you use computers. I'm telling you. So check it out. All right. This second item for the holiday edition here has to do with the holidays. And that is, everybody heard, all my friends and family, heard Dr. Bill's on vacation. He has time to fix my computer. Yeah. So the whole concept of I'm on vacation didn't quite occur to them that they're, you know, let's be kind and say, imposing on my time. But anyway, everybody's brother suddenly wanted a computer built. Not quite. Now, one of them was a Christmas present for the Game Master. I built a computer for him. That was actually not at all a burden because it was great fun. Let me tell you. We bought him a motherboard, a CPU. CPU came with a fan, nice fan. Memory. He's got 8 gig of memory. DDR3, super fast memory. Dude. Gigabyte motherboard. AMD CPU chip, quad core processor, 4.2 gigahertz. I mean, this is the gaming machine of all time. You know what I'm saying? And a cool video card with a gig of video memory on it. So he's rocking. I mean, he's like downstairs in his lair. The Game Master's lair is downstairs. His lair, I mean, he is rocking there with his PC games. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I built this machine, and I'm telling you, I had such fun building this machine. I was yelling, which I do a lot, as you can tell. But I was yelling as I built the machine, dude, whoa, look at this. I mean, it was just such fun to build a machine that was so well designed and so solid and so cool. And everything was where it ought to be, and you hook it up, and it just everything worked. Dude. It was just so cool. Zero mistakes. It came together perfectly. It was a moment of space and time converging into the perfect computer building moment. You know what I'm saying? Wow. So that was fun. I had great fun with that. But everybody else's computer that I had to build, not so much fun. So what I did is I put as a public service an article that I did on Dragon Naturally Speaking so I could just dictate it. And I did that, and it's there on the website. I'm pointing to my computer. On the website, drbill.tv. Yes. And it talks about all the things you can do to help your friends with their computer problem. They may tell you, I don't have a computer problem. Oh, yes, you do. Because you keep having me rebuild your computer, dude. So, first thing to do is tell them, I'm going to install Linux Mint on your system, and you're going to be happy. So there. And then don't give them the root password. They can't install anything then. You know, it's totally secure. They won't get viruses. They can surf the web to their heart's content. They can chase the little monkey across the screen and click on it crazily. They can click on the thing that says, click here or you will die. You know? And they can click to their heart's content and it will never hose their system. And you'll never get a call again. Wow. But of course, they'll tell you, yeah, but I gotta have Windows Solitaire, dude. You can get the Solitaire that runs on Linux. No, I gotta have Windows Solitaire. Well, first of all, they could run it under Wine, as we have seen recently on the show. But if they absolutely positively have to have Windows, go to step two. Step two is to use the Microsoft Malicious Software Removal Tool, which you probably have seen go by as updates get installed. Updating the Microsoft Software Removal Tool. And you went, what? It's a real thing. And at the command prompt, you can type MRT, and it will run the Microsoft Software Removal Tool. Malicious Microsoft, you know, it's the same thing. So, Malicious Microsoft. Microsoft Malicious Software Tool. Removal tool. Hey, you know, I stepped right into that one, but it was okay. All right, next thing you can do is Malwarebytes anti-malware. Probably the best anti-malware software there is out there. If it doesn't find it, chances are you're just going to have to rebuild the system anyway. Probably you might as well just go ahead and rebuild their system anyway, because you're probably going to have to. I'm sure they've hosed it up past the point at which Malwarebytes will fix it anyway. So, another program is CCleaner, which stands for crap cleaner. Because that's what people keep layering onto their system. You know, if what they were doing on the web was visually represented on their system, they wouldn't click on the things they click on. Just saying. Anyway, the next thing you need to install is TeamViewer or LogMeIn or GoToAssist or whatever you want to use. GoToAssist will cost you money. The LogMeIn paid version will cost you money. There is a free version. And there's also a free version of TeamViewer, which is my current favorite. Because TeamViewer not only allows you to connect to their system, but you can hear their audio. It just seems to be clearer. You've got more options. I just kind of like TeamViewer. So there you go. TeamViewer.com. Next thing is they must not ever again use Internet Explorer. Period. Okay? Now, the only way to absolutely ensure this, of course, is to trick them. And here's how you do it. You install Google Chrome. You go to the Google Chrome icon. First, you take the icon off the screen for Internet Explorer, obviously. Don't try to remove Internet Explorer. You can't. Microsoft won't let you. But you can take the Internet Explorer icon off the desktop by right-clicking on the desktop, going to Preferences, and remove that icon, okay? I won't go into the whole story of how to do that, but you can find it online easily enough. But do that. Install Chrome. Right-click on Chrome. Go to change the icon. Then when it asks, what file do you want to point to change the icon? Point it to Windows System 32, Shell 32.dll. In that file, you'll find a Windows Internet Explorer icon. Choose that. You see where I'm going with this. And then underneath it, where it would say Google Chrome, change that to where it says Internet. Okay? Then when they go to the desktop and want to go to the Internet, they'll just see the big blue E, the big stupid blue E, and go, that must be the Internet. What do you think, George? And they'll click it, and they'll be in Chrome, and they'll be safe, and they'll be sandboxed, and they won't be able to get infected as easily. Life's good. Yes. Just saying. Now, I know some of you are champing at the bit. Matter of fact, I know one guy that I work with that's probably going, what? What? You've got to be kidding. Sorry. The truth. Internet Explorer sucks. Okay? So, get rid of it as best you can. Don't try to actually get rid of it or you'll hose your system because Microsoft's evil and they want it there. So just hide it and use Chrome. Okay? All right. And then finally, last thing, and that is if they are absolutely incorrigible, they're going to hose their system no matter what you do. Then go ahead and get them to purchase. Don't you purchase it unless you're that desperate. Get them to purchase Deep Freeze. It's a paid for product, but it costs $35.50 for the 1 year licensed standard edition. Install that, and here's what it'll do. It will freeze the system at the point where you built it, where it's nice and clean and pristine and everything is working. It'll freeze it there. So that they can install junk all day long. They can download junk. They can put everything they want on their system. They can get infected with anything. And then when they reboot, when they call up and says, my system won't work, just tell them, reboot. And when they reboot, it will go back to the point you left it. Nothing they installed, for good or ill, will be on the system. Only what you left there. It's intended for businesses that want to have like a kiosk type system that is impenetrable, that nobody can put anything on. You're treating the person that is the person who's messing with you all the time as though they're idiots, okay? And they don't know what they're doing. And so you give them a system that they cannot screw up. Now, this also means, of course, that no updates will be installed, no security updates, no nothing. Nothing will be installed unless you do it, okay? So there is that. You know, you may be connecting with TeamViewer and occasionally updating them a bit. Or if they call and say, I've really got to have this software, dude, for work. Well, okay, But it means that I do it and you don't. Because you have proven to me that you can't do anything worthwhile with a computer. So, that's what deep freeze is for. Yes. You think, boy, Dr. Bill, you're sure being harsh. No, I've just had years and years and years of people wasting my time over and over and over, okay? Just saying. And finally, if you're tired of the whole business, you can go to thinkgeek.com. I'll put it here on the screen, thinkgeek.com, and buy a t-shirt that says, "No, I won't fix your computer." You know, this wouldn't be a problem at all if everybody would use Linux. Just saying. My red hat. Oops, fell on the floor. Oh well. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.